Even if you've never heard of a theremin, you've probably heard sounds made by one, even before right now. The theremin is a simple but versatile electronic instrument, often used to create spooky effects or eerie sounds in the soundtracks for video productions, but it can also be played more seriously. Santa Rosa mime and actor Elliot Finteschuhl, who we're hearing in the background, is such a player. I asked him to explain how the theremin works.
There are two antennas. One is for pitch, so far away is low, and very close is high. Just moving my hands through the air, never touching it. The other one looks like a loop, and far is loud, and close is soft. And surprisingly, just with those two variables, you can shape notes and make beautiful melodies. And so on.
Although it fits comfortably into the audioscape of the digital age, the theremin is actually comparatively old, much older than computers or even television.
It was put together in 1919 or 1920 by Leon Theremin, Lev Sergeyevich Theremin, before he hit America. And I think he was using a radiation detector, a gas density detector, something that works the way a radio works.
Even though it is 90 years old now, Finteschuhl says the theremin has not changed much over the years.
Basically, it's still very much the same as the original ones. This one that Bob Moog made has different voices, so I can play it like this. Or like this. This sounds like a violin. Or like a human voice. And that's more of a kind of pure sine wave.
While the process of generating these sounds is not complicated, maintaining tone and controlling pitch requires moving the hands with considerable physical precision. Finteschuhl, however, is a trained and experienced mime, which he says makes the theremin an ideal instrument for him.
As a mime, you know, I make something out of nothing all the time by moving my hands, and it requires a lot of strange muscle control, stopping and starting and undulating. And those are exactly the skills that come into play wonderfully in playing a theremin. I'm able to articulate my hands through the space to play a theremin. It's just a perfect instrument for a mime.
Finteschuhl has learned to play pieces by Bach, Verdi, and other classical composers on his theremin, while Dmitri Shostakovich and Edvard Varese are among the more modern composers who have actually written for the instrument. But don't include Brian Wilson. Those swooping sounds and the chorus of Good Vibrations were actually made with a more easily controlled device built to mimic the genuine theremin. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCP's North Bay Report.